views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited to be here. Welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. OMG, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be doing my first ever broadcast for you. This is something that has been in the works for quite some time. And it's one of those things that I was working on it and thinking about it and thinking about it and working on it. And then the next thing I knew, here it is, my first show. And I could not be happier. I'm coming to you live from Moon Recording in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's an amazing studio. I'm in Studio B here, which I have dubbed the spaceship. It's like a nice little area where I can just feel cozy, feel connected. I've got my candle going, so I'm in the groove, and I'm ready to bring an amazing show for you guys. You know, this show really was born out of my practice. I'm an intuitive and an energy worker. For those of you who don't know me, I'll tell you just a little bit about myself. I don't want to go on too long because we have an amazing guest for you today. But my practice really is showing me more and more, and over the past 4 years of my practice and the hundreds and hundreds of hours that I have done with private clients and group work, really at the core of all of it is freedom. This idea of freedom, and that our natural state is one of freedom. We are born free, but we are so often born into systems and born into circumstances that limit us. And one of the things that I see time and time again with my clients is this desire to change, this desire to do something new, but really not having a model for how to do that, right? Like, how do you do your thing? How do you honor your truth? How do you live your life when you're so often surrounded by so many people, so many institutions, and so many messages that are really telling you to stay in the comfort zone, to stay in the safety, you know, to stay above the safety net, to stay, you know, sort of safe in the cave and to not venture out and to not take risks. And so this show is really about honoring the people who have faced their fears, honoring the people who have made the leap, who have left their comfort zone and are walking their own path of freedom. And I want to talk to those people and I want them to share their experiences with you. But more importantly, what I hope to do is to give you practical ways to begin to actively, deliberately, and consciously create the life that you dream of. Because everybody is sovereign. Everybody at their core is a master creator. And I really want to show you what is possible when you follow that truth. So that really is the core of everything that I do. And, you know, that's a perfect segue into today's topic. Today's show is really about, you know, it's titled, You Don't Need a Plan, How to Feel Your Way to a Life That You Love. And one thing that I know to be true, one thing that I know above all else is the only reason we ever choose anything in our life, from what we eat in the morning, to who we marry, to what we do for a living, to the clothes that we wear, is because of how we think it will make us feel. The beauty of a human experience is that we create through our emotions, and most of our choices are driven at some level by an emotional desire. And so how can we really begin to put our emotional state first to say, you know what, I want to feel better, I want to feel more freedom, I want to feel more creativity, I want to feel more joy in my life, but how do I turn that into something, right? I can't go to the bank and say, hey, can you give me $50,000 loan so that I can feel more joyful and more free? That's not really how it works necessarily in the real world. So today we're going to talk about ways that you can begin to slowly move towards your purpose, to slowly move towards your truth, and to incrementally begin to make those changes starting today. My guest today is Ryan Allen. Full disclosure, he's a really, really good friend of mine. But he's also an incredible spiritual leader. He's a certified personal trainer. He's a life coach. He has a space in San Francisco called Lifted, and it is small group fitness. It's built around the idea of using music and movement and fitness and meditation and mindfulness and using all of those as a recipe to create a more fulfilling experience in your life, to really help you focus in on your potential and to really guide you down the path of self-discovery. But I'm not going to talk about what Ryan does. I'm going to let Ryan talk about about that. So Ryan Allen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I could not be more excited.
I can't believe we're finally doing this. We were saying before the show how, you know, we've been friends forever and how we've spent so much of our friendship just talking, and how exciting it is now to, you know, video show where
we can share these conversations right
exactly,
here.
Exactly. So, you know, what I'd like for you to do, Ryan, is just, you know, share a little bit about yourself, what you do at Lifted, and just give people an idea of really who you are right now in your life.
Sure. At this point in my life, like you had mentioned, I have a fitness studio called Lifted, in which I have small groups of people coming together. It's kind of like an exercise class with a lot of extra bonuses. The meditation aspect is something that I wanted to provide for people to first bring themselves into a really peak state with exercise and music and community, and then bring them into some more clarity with the meditation, guided meditation at the end of each session. And so that is my passion. It's my livelihood. And it's something like, if we're going to talk about not having a plan, I never had a plan to do this. And it's really amazing how it's unfolded and developed. And it continues to unfold and develop in these new ideas that I am inspired to offer. And some of those being life coaching and starting my first retreat coming up in a few weeks. And it's something that I'm just so excited to share with people. And, you know, you and I both share this passion for wanting to see people thrive, because we have gone through our own processes and continue to go through the process of transformation. But I'm so excited to share, you know, our stories about unleashing potential and sharing some tips and tools.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that is really important to share on this show is, you know, can you briefly tell us, you know, when did you have that turning point? When did you know that it was time to do something else? Really, what was that moment of clarity for you to say, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be something else. There's got to be another way.
You know, there's been countless times that has happened in my life, and it continues to happen. But like, I guess the genesis of all of this was when I decided to leave New York. Andrew and I lived in New York at the same time, and for a certain point, and then Andrew moved and left, and I was there, and working in an industry that satisfied the outer perception of success, but I really was not feeling successful. I was feeling defeated, and I just couldn't really take another day of feeling like I wasn't living up to my own potential or even understanding what my potential could possibly be. And Andrew, you remember, you were the impetus for me to change. It was that phone call that we had, that conversation where I was on a lunch break at a job that I was just hating, and called you crying because I was so frustrated. And you said, but you don't have to stay there. And you don't have to stay in New York. You don't have to stay in this job. And it was like the permission slip that I needed. And from there, things moved very quickly. And so I ended up in San Francisco through a series of events that probably happened within less than 2 months of that conversation. I had quit my job, left New York, moved to San Francisco, and I had no idea what I was going to do. I knew that I was on a search to find my freedom.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that would look like. I had no idea, but I knew that I had to do something different.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing? And I think that this is a common thread that we see all the time. I see this with my clients, and I know you see this with yours too, is that so often it's the terror and the fear of doing something different or making a change or taking a risk and stepping outside of what we know that keeps us there, right? The comfort zone isn't always comfortable. right? Right. Just because it's predictable and it's knowable, but it's not always comfortable and satisfying. And I think that I thank you so much for sharing that, because I think it's so important for people to hear that it's okay to be afraid. And it's okay to be unsure. And in the oftentimes in the beginning, not being sure and kind of being afraid is going to be sort of one of the major things that you sort of learn how to contend with. And so, you know, I think that we oftentimes hold ourselves hostage with this idea of saying, well, I got to have the plan and I got to know exactly where I'm going and I got to have A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3. And the truth is that you don't. You really don't.
Right.
And I think that that's something that we'll talk about in the next segment. But before we go to break, I want to share with the callers and the listeners, that Ryan, you have a giveaway that you're doing. So tell us quickly about that. What is the giveaway you're offering today?
Yeah, I'm offering 2 90-minute life coaching calls with me for people that sign up for my newsletter on my website, which is becomelifted.com. And if you go to the contact page, there's a section to sign up for the newsletter. And so by Monday, I'm going to be choosing at random 2 people from those list of new people signing up for the newsletter for life coaching calls. And really, these are going to be valuable 90 minutes spent searching out some of the questions that we're talking about right now.
Awesome. I love that. So go to becomelifted.com, sign up for your newsletter, and then for the next 4 days, everyone who signs up will get their name entered into the drawing, and then you will pick 2 lucky listeners at random.
You got it.
For a 90-minute. Awesome. That's amazing. I mean, 90-minute session with you is fantastic. I mean, I haven't been coached by you, but I've worked out with you and I've had you train me. And you really know how to push people to that point of change, and you really know how to empower people and to really tune into their, you know, their potential and to hold them accountable to that. And I love that. So when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking more about this concept of you don't need a plan. This is all about how to feel your way to a life that you love, how to really use your emotions and your intuition and that, you know, that something inside of you that's just saying, hey, there's got to be another way. What if you did this? What if you tried that? So that's really what we're going to be talking about. If you're interested in calling in and speaking to myself or Ryan, give us a call 1-800-930-2819 or go to transformationtalkradio.com and you can see the little white box that says ask a question and you can send us an email. We'll be right back in just a few seconds with Ryan Allen.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
gained powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Andrew Martin on A Life Untethered. I've got an amazing guest today, Ryan Allen, and today we are talking about You Don't Need a Plan. This is how to feel your way to a life that you love. But before we get into this next segment and talk about some exciting things, Ryan, just really quickly share with everyone, again, your website and where they can find you on social media.
Sure. So pretty much everything is Become Lifted on social media, and my website is becomelifted.com. Instagram handle is at becomelifted. I'm also on YouTube if you search for Lifted with Ryan Allen. And again, if you search for Lifted or Become Lifted on Facebook, find me there as well.
Fantastic. Good job at promoting your social media.
Thanks.
So, you know, one of the things, and I touched on this at the top of the show, you know, one of the things that I know to be true, and I think that you would agree, and I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that really the only reason we ever choose anything is because of how we think it will make us feel, right? I choose chocolate because I liked it the last time. You know, mm-hmm. I avoid this thing because it made me uncomfortable or unhappy or it was a disaster the last time. Or mm-hmm. I do this thing because it helps me avoid doing the thing that I really don't want to feel, right? But I think that what, you know, what I want to talk about in this segment is, so you have your moment in New York where you're thinking, I can't do this anymore. I'm unhappy, right? Life looks great on the outside. And everyone may be saying to you, Ryan, you're crazy. You have an amazing job, an amazing apartment. You look great. You're dressed really well, but you feel like an imposter, mm-hmm. right? You feel like this is not my life. And so you have your moment of clarity. You go to San Francisco, and then what? How did you, because really, I think what I believe is you're either only ever moving away from your truth or towards it. That's as simple as it gets. And oftentimes, yeah. the only way we know is by how we feel. So when you land in San Francisco with no real plan, then what?
Well, I mean, there was a little bit of stumbling around initially. I definitely had moments where I would take a leap forward and then get scared and retreat back. So I took a job. I got scared because I was like, okay, I don't really have a way to make money and my savings are dwindling really quickly. So what can I do that I know is safe? And so I took a job doing exactly the same thing I was doing in New York, and I took it for about a week, and then I thought, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is ridiculous. I'm doing exactly the same thing, but on a different, you know, on a different scale here. And that's not the reason I moved here. So again, fortunately, I had had a boyfriend at the time who was very supportive and helped kind of give me the space to think about things and to not jump straight into anything. And so giving myself that space, I started looking at jobs that were in a service provider sort of experience, which I'd never done before. And that led me to exercise and fitness, which I had studied previously, but never really kind of followed through with that career path. So it was something that I knew I had interest in. But I wasn't really sure of how it would feel to actually be in that environment. So I took a job as an assistant at a gym. And I have to tell you, that was like, that now looking back on it was a big turning point, because it was from the outside perspective, it was a step backward and a step down. Mm-hmm. If you were looking at the amount of money I was getting paid and my position, my status, it took a lot for me to become an assistant to somebody else. Yeah. And to say that I, you know, didn't know what I was doing and I'm putting myself in a completely brand new environment. But the reason that I was doing it was so I could feel what it was like to be in that environment. And right. then I figured, you know, I'll feel if this is the right next step for me.
And did you have a sense that fitness was calling you, or was it just it was sort of like the lowest hanging fruit and you said, well, why not this?
No, it was more of like, you know, I don't think that I could have put the words calling at that point because yeah. I don't think I was connected enough to myself to really be able to say that. But looking back on it, yes. Yeah, right. it was definitely calling to me.
So it sounds to me, but in that moment without the clarity and really in that moment, all you're thinking is like, I just need something to bring in money and something, you know, try something new.
Yeah. And I wanted to, to the point of what we're talking about, the feeling your way into something, that's what I think that was the first time where I actually thought, I want to see how this feels.
Right. And just the curiosity about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the willingness. And I think, you know, this is something I say all the time, especially when you're in these moments of huge turning points. And, you know, again, if you're moving away from the truth or towards it, when you make that pivot to move back towards your truth, you know, it's like you said in the first segment, you know, when you made that decision and you said yes to this new opportunity or this new idea, it's amazing. It's like magic, the way that you're carried forward and the momentum that can almost seemingly like miraculously start to
absolutely.
Move you towards something new. And I think that, you know, what I say all the time is you don't need the plan. All you have to do in the beginning, especially, is just be willing. Mm-hmm. Just be willing to try something new, to see something new, or to do something new.
Yeah, I could have never planned all of the perfection that happened.
Right.
Oh, just and especially that's even gotten me to where I am today. That's like even crazier.
Yeah. So, and I want to talk about, so you're working at the gym, and I remember this period, you're working at the gym and you had some brutal, like you were there at like 4 a.m. sometime. I mean, it was brutal how early, I remember just you being exhausted, but just so willing to, you know, from my perspective, there was just something within you that was saying, yeah, it's rough. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. No, it's not the pretty life that you had in New York, but this is real and this is authentic and it's moving you towards something. So you're doing the trainer thing and you go through your certification. So talk a little bit about and share with the listeners, when did you start to feel like, okay, I found a groove and I feel like something's calling me forward? Was it just incrementally moving forward and one breadcrumb at a time? Or did you have a moment of saying, oh, I'm going to do training and this is what I want to do?
Well, pretty soon after being in that environment, I realized that was an environment that I wanted to be in and that it was a place that lit me up. And so I knew that training was something that I wanted to go for just based off of that feeling. Mm-hmm. But incrementally, yes, like everything has been incremental as a breadcrumb. You know, I've had these moments of like, yes, this is the direction I want to go in, but I have no idea how this is going to happen and, you know, even where it could lead me. So there are definitely breadcrumbs along the way interspersed with these kind of highlighted moments that you could call them.
And I want to go back to something that you said, it lit you up. And, you know, for people who are listening, I want to be sure that we, you know, never assume what someone may understand what we're talking about or not. So when you say it lit you up, describe that. How did that feel or what did that mean for you to be lit up in that environment?
I use that term often with myself and with my clients. And what I mean by that is like, If you were to have been talking to me at that point in my life or any of these points where I have felt lit up, if we were sitting across from each other having a coffee and chatting about something, if I was chatting about my experience in New York, it would have been a very monotone, soft, calm, maybe even slightly aggressive feeling.
Rolling your eyes, right.
Yeah, that I was giving off. And if you ask me questions about training and about teaching and about fitness and about health, you would have seen me, like, my posture would have been different. I would feel different in my own body. And that's how I experience it as well. Like, what you can see from the outside when someone is so inspired. And we've all seen that. We've all had it with ourselves and in chatting with friends. And so many times we just discount that is, you know, that's a fancy that doesn't need to be followed through with, because there's nothing really practical there.
But, right, because emotions are frivolous somehow.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, so lit up is just an excitement, a knowing, an open, like, excited feeling, like you want to learn more.
Right, and perhaps even the thing that you're saying, you know, it's like when you have those moments, as I'm sure you did, of like, am I doing the right thing? Is this really what I want to do? Should I just chuck it all and go work in an office somewhere? It always sort of comes down to that, but what else would I do? Right? Like,
right.
This is really the thing that I found, that I am willing to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I am
right.
willing to take a pay cut. I'm willing to go through all of these sort of uncomfortable adjustments, and I still show up, and this is what I'm willing to claim and say yes to.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I love that. This is such a great conversation. So when we come back from the break, what we're going to talk about is, you know, not having a plan doesn't mean you're not taking action, right? And how do you, Ryan, as an entrepreneur now who is very successful and also seeing things continue to grow and evolve, because isn't that the beauty of it? When you discover your purpose and connect with it, it begins to really show you what's possible well beyond what you originally even dreamed was possible. And, you know, what do we talk about with how do you let things grow and evolve and still maintain your intention and connection to it? Again, if you would like to call in and speak with myself or Ryan, 1-800-930-2819, or go to transformationtalkradio.com and use the little box on the landing page to ask us a question. And we will be back after the break, A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code untethered when booking your first session.
Welcome back. We are here with Ryan Allen on A Life Untethered, Walking the Path to Freedom. We're talking today about how, you know, when you're ready to make big changes in life and you know that, you know, maybe the only thing you know is what you don't want to do, right? You're unhappy in a relationship, you're unhappy in a job, you're unhappy with choices and patterns and habits and whatever it is. It doesn't have to just be what you do for a living, although quite often that's one of the big ones. But, you know, you don't have to have a plan. When you are moving towards your truth and you surrender to it and you show up and say, okay, I'm willing, it begins to call you forward. And, you know, this is about how to feel your way to a life you love. And, you know, Ryan and I have been having a great conversation. And what I want to talk about in this segment, Ryan, is, you know, not having a plan doesn't mean you're not taking action, right? The universe is not Santa Claus. You're not just sitting around waiting for this beautiful life to be delivered to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think oftentimes the idea of surrender, people say, oh, well, that's giving up or that's weak or what are you doing? And I would argue, actually, surrendering is probably the bravest thing you can ever do.
Absolutely.
So how do you, you know, you've taken the leap, you've gotten your certification, you have a thriving practice as a personal trainer. And then at some point, you had another moment of like, okay, I like this, but there's got to be more. Right? So how did you let it grow and evolve?
Yeah. So getting to the kind of to the point that I am now, so I was a trainer for quite a few years, and during that time, I honed my skills at teaching people and really discovered how much I enjoy that. And it then became this new plateau, right? So there's never an end point. There's never like, oh, I got it done. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life and be fulfilled. There was a plateau that began to be reached where I just felt like, okay, I've served this portion of my life, and now there's something that more that I can grow into. And so that just kind of came in the form of first dissatisfaction, mm-hmm. you know, noticing that I just wasn't feeling as inspired every day. And then being open to inspiration. And honestly, the inspiration came in such strange ways, you know, not in a typical fashion, I guess.
Right.
It wouldn't have been something that I could have mapped out of like, I'm going to sit and I'm going to think about what I want to do next, though I tried to do that and it just never really worked.
Right, because it's not a thinking thing ultimately.
Exactly. So I had a series of moments happen where I felt this. Well, I'll just tell you like the meat of it was that I was exercising on my own, listening to music, and I was so inspired by the music, and it was just really affecting my workout, and I was feeling so great, and I kept thinking like, I want to be able to provide a full experience for people rather than just, you know, working one-on-one in an environment that I don't necessarily have much control over. And how cool would it be to have my own space where I am in control of the music, and, you know, I'm a total music junkie, as you know, and create the atmosphere with the music, create community with a few more people. And I had led some meditations previous to that, and I really enjoyed that. So why don't I add a bit of meditation to this, and I'll just try it out for 6 weeks, and I don't really have anything to lose. I'll use the clients that I currently have to test run it with me and get their feedback. And it really was a simple idea that I had no idea would lead to where I am now.
Yeah, and there's a couple of important things that you touched on there that I want to focus on. You know, first one, I think being, you know, those small moments of like, I love music and I love, you know, sort of a meditative or spiritual approach to life. And these things are important. And wouldn't it be cool if I could do this? Most people or many of us, and I think even, you know, you had probably at some point in your life said, oh, that's a nice idea. Wouldn't it be cool if that's a fantasy? And then you just go back to your normal life.
For sure. Yeah.
That's so how did you know how to trust that?
I think that, so this was maybe 7 years after moving to San Francisco. And I think, you know, I've always been a seeker. And I think that through my seeking, I came across teachers, teachings, a lot of spiritual teachers, but also just teachers in my life, you know, that I really absorb what people are saying. And I pick up on, I pick up on other people's lessons. I really listen to my clients, and I love this kind of, this sounds like off the mark for the answer, but I've always loved biographies, autobiographies, and really hearing about people's lives. And hearing how they've transitioned themselves. And I've never really understood until I started taking those lessons and using them myself. I never really understood why. Why do I care so much about documentaries and biographies and people's life stories? So I think that I've took all of those lessons, and I wanted to feel bold, you know? Yeah. I wanted to feel like I was taking charge of my life. And that coupled with meditation has been probably the key mixture that has been the provider of my successes, you know? Like the meditation gives me time to connect to my intuition of what I know and what I need. And taking these life lessons of like, it does take bold action to create the life that you want. What, to your point, you can't just sit back and expect that because you have an idea, things are going to happen.
Right. So you have to feel into it. And it sounds like you are willing to let your experience be your teacher. Right.
Absolutely.
And learn from your life and listen to it and connect to it. So it is that combination of intuitive, emotional, vulnerable, you know, being willing to be vulnerable with yourself and admit this is not working or this is my dream and this is what I really desire. And then let yourself be inspired by that to move forward. But, you know, something that you said also at the beginning of the segment was, you know, you were doing your training thing and that was going really, really well for a few years. And then you reached a plateau and it was the dissatisfaction that clued you into there's something else. And I think it's important to make this clear for people, the distinction when you're going through a period of dissatisfaction, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something wrong. Oftentimes it means that there's something more for you.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Right.
Yeah. We take that as as a reason that we're not doing well in life. And it's just a guidepost.
It's like a warning, like, oh crap, here we go again. I'm just going to be dissatisfied and it's all falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
When it really is life saying, hey, you've served your purpose here. Now let's go try something else and build on this and continue to evolve. And you said something very important, I think, during the break, which I'd like for you to share. You know, this idea of when it's an intuitive thing and you just know, right? It's like, how do you know? How do you know your name? You just know. It's something that even if people outside of you were saying, Ryan, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. What are you doing? And you're saying, I know this is crazy on paper. From the outside, this looks insane, but I know it in my bones. I know it like I know my name, that this is something I have to do. And I think that you had said the importance of not hesitating.
Absolutely. It's like taking immediate action. And I really value a lot of my close friendships for that very reason. Like you, I will constantly, whenever I have some sort of intuition about something that scares me, but that I also know this is the next step, even though it does not feel logical and I'm terrified, but I know that this is the next step for me. I will often call or text my friends and tell them, this is what I'm going to do. because I'm holding myself accountable immediately before I have time to talk myself out of it.
Right.
Because that's very easy. And this also comes in to where, you know, having supportive, open-minded, progressive people in your life comes in handy, because if you have friends that will shoot down your idea before you can even do it, then those aren't people that are going to help you grow very much.
Right. And we have talked about this before, and this could be a whole separate show, how oftentimes in your life, when you are the one who's brave and stepping outside of the comfort zone and stepping into the unknown and saying yes, that for oftentimes that brings up other people's fears. Right.
Oh,
for them, it forces them to look at all the places in their life where they're not being honest or they're not living their truth. And it oftentimes makes them have to say, well, God, Ryan's doing it. And I know there's something inside of me that I really want to do, but now I have to look at him doing it. And so now I have to contend with the truth that I'm not doing it. So rather than do my own thing, I'm just going to try to knock Ryan down because it makes me uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's really, really crucial. And I think, you know, what it sounds to me also is through this evolution of your life, the beautiful thing is at some point you start to get context, right? And you can say, oh, okay, I felt this dissatisfaction before, but the last time I felt it actually led me to something bigger and more amazing, so I can trust it again. It's trusting your experience and letting it be your teacher.
Absolutely. You start building on your successes rather than building on your failures, which so many of us do. We look at all the things that we think we've done wrong, and we chastise ourselves thinking that that is going to be the way that we're going to make change, because we're not going to do that thing we did in the past.
Right.
When actuality, it's like more focusing on the successes that you have had and the times that you have followed your intuition, that it has worked, and listening to that.
Yeah, totally. And trusting that, for sure.
Exactly.
Awesome. And we've got some questions here. I'm super excited. I just clicked on the email page. So we've got a couple questions here that we will get into after the break. I'm really excited that we have some people who are so jazzed up about what we're talking about today, because that's really the intention behind this show, is how can I take the experiences that I have had in my own life that I've learned through working with my clients, bring these people on who I also am inspired by, and we can share with you the ways that it's worked for us. And really, ultimately, the thing that I hope for the most is to inspire someone else to begin to move towards their truth and reclaim their own freedom. So when we come back from the break, we're going to answer some of these questions. We're going to talk about, you know, some of Ryan's experiences and what he has learned in his life. So don't go away. We'll be right back. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and my amazing guest, Ryan Allen. We'll be right back.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, walking the path of freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned, intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. I am Andrew Martin. Surprise! And I'm here with my amazing guest, Ryan Allen. Today we are talking about, you know, when you're making these big changes in your life and you're moving towards your dream and your goal and your passions, you don't always need a plan. There will be a plan. We're not saying this just sort of blindly happens with no reality, you know, no decisions and no choices to make, but really it's about feeling your way to a life, feeling your way to something that, you know, because again, the only reason we ever make a choice is because of how we think it will make us feel. And we've actually got some great questions, Ryan, that I want to share with you. You know, Jenny from LA says, she says, Ryan, you're a gem. And she says, I'm a natural. Thank you, Jenny. We agree.
Thank you.
But her question is, you know, what she's looking for is like a meditation or a mantra, an affirmation, a tool, a trick to stay in the present moment. She's going along. She's feeling great. She's having a good day. And then boom, an old memory, an old story, an old belief, something comes in and sort of, you know, makes her angry or makes her contract. And it takes her out of the moment, takes her out of the zone, right? Suddenly now she's in the past, you know, pissed about whatever happened or freaking out about the future. So how would you tell, you know, what tool or trick can you help her with? Because she says she's got like PTSD.
I mean, we've all experienced that. And, you know, I like to just take off the heaviness of feeling like you're always going to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. That's just not possible. You know, you do your best to be an embodied being and to be present when you're experiencing the world so you can offer everything that you have. But it's a process, right? So like, I will say that I've had many, many years and up until recently, you know, I'm still dealing with that. There's always going to be memories that come up. There's always going to be emotions that come up that kind of throw us for a curveball. But over time, it's really just realizing that those memories and those emotions are just habits. They're just patterns of thought. They're not real. Right. I think so many times we think that a memory or an emotion, you know, especially those painful emotions, that they're real. It's something that we experienced in the past, and it's us bringing it into the future and giving it all that value, right, that makes it, that throws us off. You know, I have the same thoughts that I always had, but I just don't give them as much value anymore because I realize that this is freedom. This is what we're talking about when we talk about freedom. Freedom is liberation from the patterns of thinking and those habits that don't serve us. Because once you let go of those patterns, once you let go of the fear of all of those things, because really that's what it boils down to, is any stressful feeling comes from a place of fear, like you're going to go back to that relationship or you're going to go back to whatever you're experiencing as a memory. And so the liberation and the freedom comes from having that thought, recognizing that there's some fear there, and realizing that it doesn't serve you. and it doesn't serve anyone else in your life.
Right.
It doesn't serve you to, sorry, my landline. Can you imagine that I have a landline?
That's okay. So, you know, and I think that, you know, what you're saying is it's about really learning how to observe your experience without reacting to it and being aware of it. So let's give Jenny something practical. So let's say, Ryan, you're walking down the street, you're having a great day, and bam, that thing about that guy that you dated one time back in 1997 or whatever comes in, and there's now a fear or an anxiety or a contraction. What do you do?
Well, I am a person that is, you know, obviously very physically focused. I can feel in my body where I feel that.
Yeah.
And so if I can name it, because usually it's a nebulous feeling, right? There's some anger, there's some sadness, there's fear, there's all of these things kind of floating around, and you can't really put your finger onto this icky feeling that you're feeling. So, A, name what it is. Just throw out all of the words, sadness, stress, anger, fear, and really all of those then boil down to fear. So you can go, okay, this is a moment where I'm feeling some fear. That's all right. This is normal. And then feel it in your body. Okay, I'm feeling this in my chest. I'm feeling this in my hands or wherever you're feeling it. Just by labeling it, it gives you control. It puts you back in the driver's seat. So that fear isn't running the show anymore. And with time and practice doing that, it just becomes second nature. You don't have to think about it. Like, and you and Andrew, you and I were talking about how we just feel this mindfulness that is more instinctual than a trying. And so give yourself time. Give yourself time to practice this. And you're not ever going to not have these challenging emotions or challenging memories. But labeling them, feeling them, I think that's the first step. And then you can start to recognize them more often when they come around.
Beautiful. So it really is remembering that it's a practice, right? You're not, it's a spiritual practice. You show up and you just consistently do it. And just being present with what's coming up for you without saying, oh, I'm angry now. It's just, okay, there's anger. Okay, there's fear. And so you just be present with it rather than deciding now that, oh, I'm angry and here it goes running away with me. And just really breaking it down. Beautiful. Hope that helps you, Jenny. And then, you know, we've got a couple of other questions, and these aren't very easy topics. But what I do, I want to acknowledge, you know, Jennifer and Maria both wrote in talking about money. And basically they're saying, you know, you got to have a plan of how to pay your rent, right? It's one thing to talk about your dream and to move towards your passion and your purpose. But when you have practical, you know, things to contend with, you can't just call your landlord and say, oh, well, you know, I'm working on my dream. So, you know, here's some positive vibes for this month's rent, right? So
how
do you, and this is what I believe, when it comes to money, everybody's experience with money is so specific to their stories and their beliefs about money. And what I really also believe is it's never about money. Underneath it is this fear, right? It's an idea that I can't do it. I'm not sustainable. It's not sustainable. I don't have faith. I don't believe in myself. I don't think I'm worthy of it. I have a fear that, you know, this abundance is sort of a hoax, this idea of infinite abundance. And that's a whole other show. But do you have any, you know, how do you contend with money worries? Or how has your experience been, Ryan, that, you know, how to deal with the reality of having to pay the bills?
Well, you know, from the bigger perspective of kind of taking leaps, like when I opened up my studio, it was another one of those things where it was a quick turnaround from the idea to the actual manifestation of a studio. Everything's done. Here it is. I'm open for business. It was a really fast turnaround. And so that being said, I had no money saved up for this. I wasn't planning on doing this at all. And once I said yes, and I just started telling people, this is what I'm doing. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I feel like this thing is coming together. And little by little, I was backed up from the most unexpected people, the most unexpected places. And I know this sounds kind of airy-fairy when we're talking about money, but it is true that when you take those steps, you will be backed up. And I couldn't believe how generous people were with both their time and their knowledge. And it showed to me that I was on the right path. And, you know, that being said, I was also not taking leaps that would put me in danger. You know, I wasn't doing this. I wasn't doing this without the knowledge of how important it was to be able to pay these people back and to be smart with what I was doing. And so everything has been step by step, you know, there, like I mentioned, there was breadcrumbs before. So there was ways that I was following my passion, you know, like by doing these classes before I opened my own studio, you know, there's ways that we can do this. So if your passion is jewelry making, you don't have to quit your job and just put all of your time into jewelry making. You can do it incrementally. Or if your passion is life coaching, you're having conversations with your friends already. You're just doing that naturally. You know, there's small ways that you can move toward that dream and toward that passion without having to throw away your entire career.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, I wish we had more time. I think I'm going to have you back. We're going to have to continue this conversation. Ryan, thank you so much for making my first episode amazing. I appreciate you. Everyone, you can check out Ryan at Become Lifted. That's all of his social media as well. I am on the air the second and fourth Thursday of every month, so I will be seeing you the second Thursday in July. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for tuning in. You can find me at thelightedones.com. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube are all The Lighted Ones. I appreciate you. This was so much fun, Ryan. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I can't wait to do this again. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at thelightedones.com. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you were there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin.